Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and no wonder. I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I use my songs to entice you with verses of ice you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and no other. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you want a gal who would be a pal, would never look at another, who'd be good and true and take care of you. Sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hicks of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yeah, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you want a love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life's little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. Use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I'll use my teeth to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell, but I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Witching Hour. This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I'm your host, DJ Witch Hazel. We have a super special episode queued up for you this evening. Memphis's finest, MDR Recordings and General Labor. Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
What's up?
Hello. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
Say hello to the ghosts.
Hello, ghosts.
Why are we here? We just had something cool happen, huh?
Zach, you take it.
We're here.
Wait, what is that?
Guys.
Can you find me?
Was that Sarah? Is that you?
Can you find me?
Is it finally happening?
I'm here.
Where?
Who?
Is there a ghost?
What?
Behind you.
Okay, that's...
There's a distinct chill in the air, listeners.
And it's all because of the General Labor album.
That's right.
Out on the most haunted record label in Memphis, Machine Duplication Recordings.
Guys, you've really stirred up the spirits.
I don't know what just happened.
I mean, it was terrifying.
If you want to talk about ghosts instead of General Labor, have I ever told you that I used to live in Kimbrough Towers and I swear it's haunted?
Oh my God, please tell me all about it.
I would just hear like random noises all the time at all hours of the day. It was like inexplicable. It was from like walls that didn't have neighbors behind them. I would move solid objects and things would fall out of them, like completely solid on the bottom, not like you can't put anything in it. I would like pick it up and a thing would fall out and I look under and it was like completely solid.
Like a nesting doll?
Yeah, kind of like that, but with like just like pill bobbles and stuff. Whoa. It was very strange.
That's Kimbrough Towers is right by my house, and somebody drove by one time I was working in the yard, and they said, did you know that your house used to be where, like, actually this is pretty topical, an old lady lived there many, many years ago, and it apparently was like a coven of sorts where they would have seance parties and Prince Mongo would come hang out.
Whoa.
So very interesting Eastmoreland block.
Wow.
Spookiness.
So spooky. So Memphis-y spooky.
But the other reason why we're here that I alluded to that wasn't a ghost. Maybe there is a ghost. I don't know. Maybe there's a ghost in all the machines you've used. But General Labor just put out an album. And I, on my record label, Machine Duplication Recordings, put out this great super tape of that. And your other album, I'm going to angle myself better here. That and your other album from this year, The Airtight Garage and Galaxy Motors. And I'm super excited about it. It came out last week, came out on Halloween, so maybe it is a haunted record. Maybe.
I think it's very haunted. I think it's got the spiritual realm all hot and bothered.
Thanks, guys. Is this an episode of Are You Duplicating?
In the Dark.
Okay.
Are You Duplicating in the Dark?
Is this an episode of Bad Bits?
Yes, it is, I think.
No, obviously not. Okay, well, let's hear a song, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you want to play a General Labor song? Which
sure,
one should
we guess that makes sense. Whatever one is first. Oh, if you play Calculator, we actually released a music video today for that song.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Chris at Memphis Flyer did a write-up for it, and it's pretty, it is very spooky. Nia Rankin Poston, Elijah Dodersweetly, my drummer's wife, Nia, did an AI music video for it that is, like, I've never seen anything like this. It's
amazing.
It's very freaky, yeah. Please check
well,
that out.
Keep that in mind as we head into this next General Labor song called Calculator.
Touch more confections, babe. I don't. Thank you.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Thank you again for joining us on The Witching Hour. We're about halfway through. And that last set was a lot of fun. Let's listen back to what we just heard. We heard Moth to a Flame from the illustrious
General Labor.
The illuminating
General Labor.
Then we heard Fingerprints by Rule of Thirds. And then we heard Precision and Control by
General Labor.
Ooh. We also heard Broken Witch by Liars. And then we started everything off with Calculator, again by
General Labor.
At the same time. 1, 2, 3.
General Labor.
Ooh, very good.
I went a little faster than you.
Guys, when you speak in unison like that, it really gets the ghosts going. Yeah, so where can people find this tape that we just put out on MDR? Which is Machine Duplication Recordings.
It sure is. And that's the Bandcamp, too. MachineDuplicationRecordings.bandcamp.com.
Bingo, bingo, ha ta ta.
And all of it's also on all streaming platforms, if Corbin did his job correctly.
I think so. We got that gapless playback, baby.
Ooh, it took so long to do that.
What a feat.
Yes.
Well, yes, that's exciting. And it is, folks, a very good investment, if I do say so myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's really new. It's different. I'm really excited to have you guys here in the studio because you are cool, awesome, interesting musicians. And I'm
thank you.
I want people to know.
I mean, DJ Witch Hazel. Oh.
Yeah, who's Sarah?
She's gone.
But no, I'm excited to have it out there. I feel like the Airtight Garage in particular, which all three of those songs were from, is super, super long time in the making.
Yeah.
And it's... when were those songs recorded? Like 2022 or something?
Well, what's funny is some of them were recorded 2 years ago. Then we scrapped that session. I don't remember why. Probably like member changes, because that's like part of the story. It's like everyone in Midtown has been in General Labor at one point in time. But then last year, 23, beginning of the year, we live tried. So it's a live album. I feel like I haven't said that enough. It was tracked live last year, beginning of the year, and some stuff happened. Elijah sort of engineered it. He recorded it and was on his way to mixing it, and we were going to try to put it out, and some stuff happened in his life that we just had to put it on hold. Mm-hmm. But I think the timing totally works out for the best. End of the year Halloween release show, MDR.
Yeah.
If we had put it out last year, that wouldn't have happened. So I think.
Yeah, the timing is perfect. Sometimes serendipity finds its way into our lives.
This is true.
Takes the wheel. I was going to say, I, first of all, went to the live recording of Prince
Ahmed.
Ahmed, yeah. Yes. That was here at Crosstown in the Crosstown Theater. And it was so good.
Thanks.
And you had a tape come out of that soundtrack.
Yeah,
too?
on Big Tobacco, which is Williford's. Is that Ethan Williford?
Yeah, it's Ethan Williford.
Yeah, shout out Ethan. Big Tobacco is very cool. And he approached us, like, we didn't think anything was going to happen with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, you know, that was super awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. And I'm glad that it's like, it exists out there in the world
totally.
On some kind of physical media, because again, that one is so good.
Yeah, I've still got some of those too, and they come with a little plastic horsey.
Oh, guys, dude. I got the horsey. It's it's a treasure.
Play with it all the time.
I have mine on my shelf. It's really nice.
It is nice. How was the transition from that tape to this tape for you?
From Prince Ahmed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably the easiest way to answer that is Galaxy Motors, like, because we were doing punk band stuff that sounded like Airtight Garage. We were asked to score the film, and I just decided I want to do something totally different and unexpected. I learned how to sync all my synths and drum machines. Everything was a 64-note sequence. That was the limitation. And that whole score was just hitting buttons and hoping that nothing malfunctioned, no mm-hmm. computer. And those two ways of playing are very different. But after Prince Ahmed, I kind of decided like that's sort of more the direction I want to go in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Galaxy Motors is, the B-side of the MDR tape. So yeah, that's probably the best way to answer that because punk, gin lab, freeform, you know, when I played bass guitar and it was a four piece, mm-hmm. Well, I would say it's a little more traditional in mm-hmm. terms of like presentation mm-hmm. and sound. Prince Ahmed totally kind of just changed my mind as to how I wanted to perform.
Yeah, it was really fun and whimsical, but also like digital, which was really interesting with that film specifically because it's right. like the first instance of animation, I think.
It's technically the first animated full length feature film in history, 1926, Lottie Reiniger in Germany. And she like drew inspiration from these Javan puppets mm-hmm. that I guess maybe had made their way to Germany and she had seen somehow and did these silhouette cutouts and illuminated yeah. like a, you know, a transparent table or something. And yeah, she basically invented stop motion.
Yeah. It's awesome.
For sure.
And it's awesome to hear, see this really old, beautiful media, this really interesting old story and feel these like incredibly new innovative songs on top of it. So
cool. I'm glad.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. And I can totally see how that one kind of folds its way into this new release.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, why did you want to put out this tape?
Corbin and I have been friends for a couple of years now, I think. We were briefly in a band called Fast Food with our friend Nick, who passed away before the band could really get off the ground, kind of unexpectedly. And Corbin, if I can tell the story a little bit. Nick was like a super, super creative guy who left a ton of art behind, a lot of unfinished work. And he didn't really leave a lot of family behind. So Corbin and y'all's friend Andrew
yeah.
were kind of tasked with sorting through everything. And you really wanted to put together a zine of his art. And you called me one day and you were like, I don't think I can do this by myself. I need help sorting through all this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know Corbin that well. We had like 5 band practices together and we're just like Instagram mutuals outside of that. I don't think we really had much of a conversation.
Right.
And I just came over to your house and I was like, okay, let's do it.
Yep.
And through that, we ended up booking like a memorial show for him. We made that zine. And I feel like you and I just got kind of spiritually bonded through that a little bit. And yeah, ever since then, we've been making art together. Corbin contributed designs to 2 other releases on the label. I put out a VHS compilation of bands I had shot around town on this old clunky Panasonic Omni movie. That's the most inconvenient thing I've ever done to myself.
But they're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Shout out Dance and Debbie for spilling beer on your Panasonic.
Oh my God, that's a whole other story. She's probably listening right now too. Don't even know it. But
Debbie. Come on.
Corbin, General Labor's also on that tape, and I got Corbin to make this awesome design for it, which is cool. And then I also created this Memphis for Palestine cassette with all this stuff going to the PCRF and Palestine Legal. Corbin helped massage that into reality. Make that dream a reality, I guess. Massage it into reality.
Let's go with that.
My fiance did this awesome embroidery art, and Corbin
it's beautiful too.
Did all the layout stuff.
Yeah.
And that was sort of how Reactor came up too, which is a song that we did not play from the Airtight Garage. But Corbin sent me Porcelain Dice, which maybe we'll play here in a minute, from Galaxy Motors, because I was looking for unreleased stuff from all my friends, and I knew you'd been working on stuff. You sent me Porcelain Dice. I was like, this is a cool song. I think I'm gonna put it on here. And then you announced that the album was coming out like 2 weeks before the tape was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be like, hey, man, do you have another unreleased song I can have?
I don't know how these things work.
So you're not the only not unreleased thing on there. And you, I think we're a little mad about it, but then you dug around.
I wasn't at all.
You dug around and you found Reactor from those sessions forever ago. And yeah. you were like, do you want this? And I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
That's the one.
This is so cool. and you and Elijah finished it up, and after you finished it up, you were like, I think we're just going to finish the rest of this.
Yes, yeah. I think that did jump, not to interrupt, I think that did kind of jumpstart us really wanting to finish that record.
Yeah.
Zach, something I admire about you specifically is your, like, go-getter attitude. I mean, you just get stuff done, and it is great to be witness of it and be, like, a part of your community, so... Aww, thank you for coming on the air and telling the people about the good work.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's kind of my best trait, if I can toot my own horn a little bit, is that I will have an idea and then I will just do it, no matter how stupid or involved it is.
Yes.
It's probably another reason we're friends.
I mean, that's really the key to life, is just don't be scared and just do it.
Go for it.
Oh, here's the security guard I got in a fight with.
Oh, hi.
Hey, dude. Thank you for texting. Sorry about earlier.
He might have taken it personal.
I think it's all good. Yeah. He did look away when I waved.
Ooh. Ooh. That's not good. You're never coming back on the Witching Hour.
Well, let's play some music, shall we? Do you want to hear Porcelain Dice?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
Great, okay.
It's a good one.
Segue.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stay tuned. Or Porcelain Dice by General Labor.
I need a slurp noise.
Thank you.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for joining us on The Witching Hour. This is WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Let's hear back to what we just heard, shall we? We just heard The Devil in His Youth by Proto Martyr.
Whom we played with at one time. And it was sick. They're one of my favorite bands.
It was awesome. Really
that good. Was Bucket List.
And then we heard Illuminator by...
General.
Labor.
That was great, you guys. Before that, we heard In a Dream by Chrome.
Yeah.
And then we started everything off with Porcelain Dice, again, by
General Labor.
Well, this has been lovely. Thank you to our illustrious, beautiful guests.
Oh, thank you for having, us, Sarah.
Yay.
I mean, DJ Witch Hazel.
This is why I haven't used any proper nouns tonight.
So, dear listener, if you are a habitual tuner inner, you know that I cannot in good conscience send you off to bed all spooked, all rattled and shook. So, up next, I'm going to play a palate cleanse for you. Or rather, Zach is going to play a palate cleanse for you. You want to, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear This Will Be Our Year by The Zombies. One of my favorite songs.
Zombies.
It sounds spooky, but it's not. And that's
it's actually
real
a really
fun,
beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Is there anything else you want to plug?
Corbin and I have another band called Hater Group Chat with our friend Cole Oakes.
Shout out, Cole.
And it is more of the improv. I keep calling it harsh ambient, which I don't really know if that's true, but it's
like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, it's like jumbo shrimp. Improv jumbo shrimp music.
No, I mean an oxymoron.
No, I think you meant jumbo shrimp. It's also got post-rock elements, whatever. We're going to be playing a show December 13th with Big Clown, my other band, D-Sab Blue from New Orleans, and Aquarian Blood, the best band in Memphis, basically.
Stacked. Oh, yeah.
So it should be fun, and Stacked. It will be happening.
Where is it happening?
The Lamplighter Lounge. Thank you for reminding me.
Amazing. Well, yeah. So that'll be really
Ooh,
fun.
There go the lights.
Spooktacular Spooky. Monday. Or I guess it might be Tuesday now.
Not yet. 1 minute till.
1 minute. Okay, let's get to This Will Be Our Year by The Zombies.
This will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand, now the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when